This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover a lot of different topics here around the Umpqua Valley, and it was pointed out recently that this month, April, is Alcohol Awareness Month. And we've got Dr. Tom Jean of the Oregon Health Authority joining us this afternoon to talk about that. Doctor, thanks for being on.
Happy to be here.
So earlier, I think about a week ago, I got the release talking about three agencies, the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, OHA, and the Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission, collaborating to prevent and reduce harm from excessive alcohol use. And one of the things that struck me was the fact that excessive alcohol use is now the third leading cause of preventable death in Oregon. Talk about that.
Yeah, so April is Alcohol Awareness Month, so we're really trying to get more information out there and raise awareness of alcohol as this issue. So as you just said, alcohol is the third leading cause of preventable death in Oregon, over 2,500 deaths per year. So that's more than some people may realize. And this is not just people, who might be dying of liver disease or, when they're drinking in a car collision or something. There's so many health effects from alcohol. And even people who are drinking, what they might think is a light or moderate level of drinking, the science now shows that there are significant health effects from that. And really, the more alcohol you drink, the higher your risk of some of these things. So excessive alcohol use can lead to heart disease, cancers, multiple different types of cancer, liver disease, depression and mental health issues, domestic violence, and vehicle crashes. So there are a lot of different health effects, and not all of them require that you're getting drunk or you're having a quote-unquote problem with alcohol.
Now, what percentage, according to the research, of Oregonians drink to the level that you would deem excessive?
Yeah, so it's 18%. So almost one in five Oregonians are drinking excessively. And I think it's important to highlight that terminology, excessive alcohol use. That includes heavy drinking, binge drinking, any drinking during pregnancy, and any drinking by underage people under 21. So the way we define those, heavy drinking is 8 or more drinks for women or 15 or more drinks for men during a week. So that's more than one drink a day for a woman or more than two drinks a day for a man on average. And then binge drinking is 4 or 5 or more drinks for women or men, respectively, on one occasion. So, within a few hours, having more than that amount is considered a binge. And that's actually, these are all based on standard definitions of what is a standard drink, which is 12 ounces of a 5% beer or 5 ounces of a 12% wine liquor. So when you consider some of the beers and wines that are out there, you can actually be getting a lot more than a standard drink when you're just pouring one glass.
Is there a particular age range that is the most impacted in terms of heavy and binge drinking?
Yeah. When it comes to binge drinking, the largest age group would be the 18 to 34 age group. About 22% of that age group reported binge drinking in Oregon. And then it does decline as the age groups go up. So slightly lower in the 35 to 54 age group, it's about 18%, and declining down to about just lower amounts of drinking. And I think it's also important to highlight that the specific alcohol beverage that is safer to drink than any other, it really just comes down to the amount of alcohol consumed. So, whether it's a beer or a hard cider or wine or a liquor or a liqueur, it all comes down to the amount of ethanol that's in that drink. And alcohol, I mentioned cancer. Alcohol is a carcinogen. It is well established that it does cause cancer. Now, you know, drinking low amounts, you know, has traditionally been thought to be, you know, maybe even healthy because I have some cardiovascular benefit. And the latest science really shows that if that exists, it is very small, and it is far outweighed by the increasing risk of cancer and liver disease and other things. And there are actually now at least 7 cancers that are tied to drinking alcohol. It includes breast cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, mouth and throat cancer, and cancer of the larynx and esophagus.
Now, liver cancer and issues with your liver and certain things people might generally understand, but how does alcohol overuse contribute to some of these other cancers?
Yeah, it's a good question. And for people who are interested in that, I would point them to the Surgeon General's advisory that came out in January of this year. It has some really great things that alcohol can contribute to cancer. You know, one of the breakdown products of alcohol is called acetaldehyde, and it's also a toxin. So as your body is kind of detoxing the alcohol, there's an intermediate step that is also toxic. But yes, some of the details aren't fully known, you know, for example, for breast cancer, but we have hard data that having one drink a day increases the risk of breast cancer by 14%. So all the details aren't fully worked out, but it's quite clear from the data that it is a risk for these cancers.
Now, let's say you're listening to this as maybe a middle-aged person, late 30s, early 50s, somewhere in that range, and maybe you're wondering if you're not drinking a little too much. What about the impact of your family? If you've got kids at home, when they observe it, is there research that shows how that may impact them up the road, even if they are not drinking currently, or if you don't allow them to drink at home and they aren't doing it behind your back? What about up the road?
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, kids, you know, adults are role models for kids. And there is research that kids are more likely to drink if the adults in their life are drinking, especially if they're binge drinking. So one of the easiest ways to reduce drinking with the youth in your lives is not to binge drink yourself. Set a good example. There is research that youth are 4 times more likely to drink alcohol if the adults in their life are binge drinking. And, you know, the other kind of larger role here is our communities. Part of the reason why youth continue to drink is because of the environments, you know, the marketing, of course, adult behavior. So there are many communities that are leading the way now, kind of trying to create environments where alcohol is less present, you know, having events where maybe there's no alcohol or at least there's non-alcoholic options, reducing the advertising of alcohol products, especially in places that are all ages spaces, and more. So this kind of, you know, multiple level approach will really help our kids avoid drinking.
Do you feel like this problem has grown in recent years? Talk about as well kind of the uptick during the pandemic.
Yes, we certainly saw an uptick in per capita alcohol consumption in Oregon during the pandemic. And when it comes to the excessive alcohol use, the heavy drinking, the binge drinking, there was a spike, but it does look like that has come down since the pandemic. You know, so I think there were multiple reasons for why that happened, and we're happy to see it changing. But the levels that we're seeing of excessive alcohol use in Oregon are still far higher than we would like to see. But getting back to youth, that is the graph of binge drinking among Oregon youth. Back in the early 2000s, it was about 25% of 11th graders were binge drinking, and that has been halved. It's been cut in half to about 13% at our most recent survey. So that's a steady downward trend. We want to make sure that continues to go in the right direction. So I think we need to keep up the messaging and all those things I mentioned.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. April, Alcohol Awareness Month, Dr. Tom Jean from the Oregon Health Authority. The interview continues momentarily. It'll be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We'll talk about a couple of local events happening over the weekend, the quilting show and one other that we're still getting confirmed. But listen for that, a two-segment interview on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Well, April, Alcohol Awareness Month, Dr. Tom Jean from the Oregon Health Authority, kind of talking away through a lot of aspects about this. Somebody could be listening and wonder if maybe your message is to not drink at all. What is your message?
Yeah, that's not a message. It's really an individual decision, of course. Alcohol is legal. It has a long tradition in human cultures. And we're not telling people that they shouldn't drink. I think what we're trying to do is, like I said, raise awareness of these health harms of alcohol. And a lot of people may not understand all of that. It hasn't been a part of our discussion for long. And many people still think there might be health benefits to alcohol. So we're trying to educate about that. We're trying to provide people with the tools to make their own decisions. And when it comes to the amount that people are drinking, what we can say is the scientific evidence is now clear that at any level of drinking, whatever your current level of drinking is, if you drink less, it'll be better for your health. So I think that's the highlight. It's an individual decision, but we want to make sure people have that information so they can make the choice that's right for them.
And of course, people are familiar with those that have chosen to go into recovery, a lot of different options there, but it sounds like your message today is really focused maybe on people that might not, though perhaps they are, might not be at that point, but simply need to tone it down.
Well, yes, and that's a really great point. There are some people for whom the right answer is to not drink at all. So if you have any history or you yourself have struggled with alcohol and you know that it's not good for you or you're in recovery, absolutely not drinking at all is the right choice. And, hopefully everybody in your life can understand that and help support you in that. But our audience is really, we're trying to reach everybody in Oregon who is age 21 and over. And so there are a lot of people, the majority of those people who meet our definition of excessive alcohol use, the majority of them don't, they don't meet the definition of alcohol use disorder, which is the technical term for alcoholism. So, I'll say that again, most people who are drinking excessively don't have alcohol use disorder, and yet they're still going to be having these numerous health harms that I've been mentioning. So that's why we've rolled out our Rethink the Drink campaign a couple of years ago, because so many of those people may not have been, may not have been aware of this and may not have been hearing these messages.
And talk about that initiative, Rethink the Drink. That's easy for you to say. Explain kind of what's all under that umbrella.
Yeah, so we're pretty happy with Rethink the Drink. It's a innovative campaign. There weren't any other states at the time that we rolled it out that were doing anything like it, and I think that's probably still the case. Check out our website, rethinkthedrink.com. And it's got so much information. It's got some ads we've done, short TV ads that are really quite good, I think. And it has a lot of resources, including an interactive screening tool for you to assess your drinking and create some goals if that's what you want to do. And it's, like I said, it's trying to engage everybody age 21 and over. And it's not only an initiative of Oregon Health Authority, but lots of our local community partners around the state. So, like I said, we're the first state in the country to have a public messaging campaign like this, and it's now been out for over 2 years. We don't have any, I don't think we have any current ads running, but we plan to have another campaign later this year.
Now, the release I got had several tips for drinking less during this year. You want to go over those?
Yeah. So I think the first thing to do is have a frank assessment of your own drinking. So how much are you drinking per day or per week? It can really add up. And, you know, I mentioned the standard definition of a drink. A pint of a fine Oregon IPA at 7% alcohol actually calculates out to 1.9 standard drinks. So first of all, you have to understand how much you're actually drinking. There are apps out there that can help you count your drinks. So that's a great way to get that knowledge. And then I think it's the next steps would be to set a limit for how much you want to drink. And if you're going to an event, set a limit before you even set foot in that event to say how much you want to drink. When you're out or when you're drinking, I think it's a good idea to have plenty of water and eat food while you're drinking. You can even swap every other drink, alternate drinking alcohol with water or a non-alcoholic beverage. And that's really a great way to reduce the amount you might be drinking. If you're hosting an event, definitely include non-alcoholic beverage options. There's so many great options available now. Of course, everything like water and juice and things like that, but also non-alcoholic beers and wines, non-alcoholic cocktails and even liquors, and then sparkling beverages like hop water. I really like some of the hop waters that are out there. And then if you're, if you're out with people or you're hosting events, don't pressure people to drink and avoid asking people why they aren't drinking if they're not drinking. And finally, if you're out and you are drinking, of course, arrange to have a designated driver or a taxi or rideshare so you're not driving under the influence.
A number of years ago, I learned that in at least parts of Europe, a lot of the wines that are produced are somewhat, or quite a bit sometimes, lower alcohol content. You think about the model that maybe we observe from afar of people in Europe who seem to be known for having a glass of wine with lunch and then going back to work. But the big difference there is the alcohol content versus what's more common in the U.S.
Yeah, and I think in the U.S. you can get plenty of wines that are higher in alcohol content as well. So I mentioned the standard drink. So for a glass of wine, the standard drink would be 5 ounces, which is actually maybe less than you might think. It's only an inch or so of pour into a wine glass, depending on how big that wine glass is, and it's 12% alcohol. But there are many, many wines, especially some of the red wines, that are quite a bit above 12%. They can be 15-16% in some cases. That's just another thing to keep in mind. Not everybody wants to kind of do all the math and get into the details of these numbers, but I think it is something that to be aware of.
Well, and even to look at, if you're sitting down, at least look at your glass, your bottle of wine, and see if you didn't notice it when you purchased it, what the level of alcohol is, because there is a bigger difference than, 12% to 14.5 or whatever than maybe you'd think if you don't understand the math there. Talk about, as we get ready to wrap up, some resources available for those that are suffering from alcohol dependence. Where do you point them?
Yes, of course. There are free confidential resources, including our Alcohol and Drug Helpline. It's 1-800-923-4357. There's also now the 988 Lifeline, where you simply dial 988, and that is a great place to go for people who have a substance use crisis, including alcohol. And then I did, of course, mention RethinkTheDrink.com, which has quite a few resources on it, that screening tool to assess drinking and create a plan to drink less.
All right, a lot of those available out there. And, of course, even just having some frank conversations with people around you to see what their impression is of your drinking as well.
Yes, we're all in this together. Your family, your friends, your loved ones, and your communities all have a role to play in creating an environment where we don't feel like we have to drink all the time, where alcohol is less present, and just safer and healthier communities. So I think that's something we can all take part in.
From the Oregon Health Authority, Dr. Tom Jean, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yes, thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.